Just one interesting halakha that Maran brings down in Shulchan Aruch in Ibn Ha'ezer Siman Bet Se'if Het. Ama'ares lo yisa kohenet. An ama'ares, whatever the definition of an ama'ares is, which we'll see in a moment, should not marry a kohenet, the daughter of a kohen. Ve'im nasa en zivugan ola yafeh. And if they did get married, so the halakha says that the marriage does not go so smooth, like the Gemara Pesachim writes. So the question is, what is the definition of an ama'aris, and who has to be concerned about this? So there's different interpretations. If we have really a din of an ama'aris in our generation, being that most people do put on tefillin every day, and they read Kiryat Shema, and they pray, and they are careful as much as they can regarding Isur Ve'eter. But some say that's not enough. Some say that in order to take oneself out of the classification of Ama'aris, they actually have to be involved in the daily study of Talmud Torah, and also involved in Gemilut Hasadim. Otherwise, one should not marry the daughter of a Kohen. The logic being that if you're not on a certain religious level, it's a disgrace to Aharon a Kohen that you're attaching yourself to his lineage. It should be pointed out that on the contrary, if somebody is worthy and has Talmud Torah and he has Gimlut Hasadim and he's observant, then it is a privilege to Aharon a Kohen for that person to attach himself, and the Gemara promises wealth and beracha. The point of today's daily halakha is the words of the great Gaon, the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda basically says like this in his Teshuvot. There are people that are very superstitious, especially when it comes to the different rulings that were made by the Bihuda Hasid. For example, the Bihuda Hasid said, one should refrain from marrying a boy that has the same name as the Kala's father. She says, if the Hatan and the father have the same name, should refrain. Or the Kala, the bride and the mother will have the same name, you should refrain. So items like this, to the Rabbi Yehuda says, people are very careful. They're very careful when it comes to the names, or not marry, here marry. He says, and when it comes to what the Gemara Beferush clearly says about distancing your children from marrying Amei Ha'aretz, people that are unethical, or people that are not observant, and people that are not a Shomer Torah, that's not the Yehuda Hasid, that's the Gemara Mefureshet, that they're not careful about. So they'll take some Amaris guy, because the names don't are not the same, so they think it's a good thing. He says, Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't make our Torah less important than the restrictions of the Yehuda Hasid that have no source in Shas. And therefore, the Noda Bihuda reminds us that when a person is marrying off his children, or for that matter, marrying himself, the Gemara clearly says that if one marries his daughter off to an Ama'aris, it's as if he's putting her in front of a lion. And therefore, one should be very careful. The main thing in looking in marriage, obviously, is Midot, is the character, is the religious level, and is the Yirat Shamayim. That already is something we should look at. All those other things that we mentioned are niceties, but everybody should have their priorities set straight. What is important and what's less important? Regarding marrying a Bat Kohen, one has to be very careful that he remains extra observant and extra careful. Hacham Ovadia writes this clearly in his Teshuvot Yahaveh Da'at.